are never pleasant to have to do, you know, the business side, but did you have any doubts that, that you guys could work this out with a little time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they knew that, that there's no other place that I wanted to be, so assuming that they wanted me here, I knew it was something that could definitely get done, you know. I'm excited and extraordinarily happy that I can just finish my career with just playing for two teams and at least, you know, at least 10 years on both and maybe more after that. We'll see about that. But, I wanted to be here, and I'm happy they wanted me around. And so it took a little while, but I think everybody wanted the same thing, so I knew we could get her done.
What's been the high point for you during these previous 8 years? You've seen a lot, obviously, highs and lows, but, you know, how do you kind of put it in perspective?
Well, I just think, you know, over 18 seasons and 8 years here so far, you see a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things about football that's great. Maybe the one negative thing is there's so much movement and there's different guys. You know, some of your best friends end up leaving the game and going to other teams and all that stuff. But this organization is top notch. We've got an unbelievable owner and great front office staff and great coaches and the players. You know, it's a special group of guys here. So being here is a comfortable. I guess the easiest way of saying it is it's a very comfortable place to come to work and be productive. Other places, it may not feel the same way, but around here, everybody's got one mission and one goal, and we all support each other to help that happen. So, at the end of the day, it's very, very comfortable being in a place that we all have the same goal in mind, and we're all working to achieve that goal.
What's the conversation like, I guess? Let me ask it this way. All right, you're 41. Sorry to remind you, but that obviously has to be a consideration. You know, the team would have to obviously take that into account. And so, how do you think that factored into this? And obviously, they were comfortable with that. Just what can you say along those lines?
Well, you know, I think there's two things in this negotiation. How it went. I mean, productivity and age, obviously. So. Productivity speaks for itself. You can see, you know, what my productivity or what my percentages or all that stuff is. The age factor is exactly what you're saying, and I'm sure you can deductively reason to realize how that factored in. But the biggest key to age is the longevity of your career. You don't sign a 5-year deal, so yeah, there's less guarantees involved the older that you get. But I understand that. I know where I'm at. I realize that I'm 41 years old, but I also know in my heart and believe in my abilities, and I know I can play these two and possibly even more. So, you know, I'm planning on having good years and helping our team win championships, and hopefully we can be holding a trophy by the end of this year.
You guys got enough?
Adam, when you look at this team and so many younger players and so forth, what do you add in that realm with your experience and having been teammates with so many different types of players?
Well, I tell you, it's funny because, like you said, there's different ages guys on our team, and as an older guy, decades older than some of the guys, you don't totally relate in the sense of you're not on the same level. I've got kids that are closer to the new guys coming in than they are to my age. But in saying that, you know, we're kind of at different phases of your life as far as some of that stuff is involved. But the fun thing is they look up to me kind of as that big brother or even father figure. And, you know, I've got a lot of experiences over the past 18 years that I can help some of these guys with. And it's funny, I mean, when you know, playoffs roll around, they're asking me questions about playoffs, and I mean, they obviously know when being a player rep as well that if they've got questions about 401ks and you know, IR and things like that, I'm the first person that they run to because I've been around long enough. I know some of the answers, and if I don't, I can definitely find the right avenue to get those answers for them. So I kind of embrace that role as big brother or even father figure, if you want to say that. But I enjoy it. It's amazing that even over the last 18 years, the game has changed. I think it's different. I think every decade it changes a little bit. I'm excited to be a part of this team and of how it's maturing and watching some of these young guys grow. So I guess I look at it as the leadership role of being the veteran guy on the team and or the veteran guy in the league. It's a fun role for me.
When you were 23, did you have somebody that you looked to like that?
I did. You know, when I was a young guy in the league, I had a couple older punters and long snappers on my team. Tom Tupa was probably the most instrumental guy in leadership wise for me my first handful of years, and I had a guy by the name of Lee Johnson that was there when I got a little bit older. But yeah, you know, I guess I'm mentioning special teams guys because that's where I spend the most of my time. But we've got great leadership obviously on this team in a lot of different positions. You've got Reggie and you've got Robert and you've got, you know, just there's so many different guys that kind of lead their groups and help out that it's fun to see this team mature and the young guys get that experience and ultimately you have to have that. I think good teams that can continue to be good have that veteran leadership and a lot of young guys that accept that and they become the leaders later on. So it's a very good working situation here.
Thanks.
Adam, have you heard from any of your teammates? I'm just kind of curious what sort of reactions you've gotten from them.
Yeah. Obviously, when it goes across the ticker on ESPN or Associated Press or whoever eventually sends it out, I've had a lot of neighbors and family members and friends and a handful of teammates as well. Obviously, the first two that my special teams coaches, Pat and Matt, were the first ones on the list, but got messages from Chuck and a few of the other guys too. So, it's great to see the support and to have them say, man, that's awesome. I didn't want to let you go. We didn't want to lose you, that kind of stuff. So it means a lot to you knowing that that guys are in your corner and you're in theirs as well.
Have you given any thought to really how many good years you've got left?
I tell you what, I've always been a short-term guy. I mean, the ultimate long-term goals are always out there, but for me, it's a day at a time, a week at a time, a month at a time, a season at a time, you know. So for me, even the past couple months, I've been working my butt off to get back into shape. So on April 15th, when we report back, or April 19th, whatever day it is, I'm not too many steps back, you know what I mean? So for me, as long as my body's feeling healthy and I can continue to kick at a high level, I don't see why I can't continue to play on. I know Morton played till he was 47. I think Gary played till he was 46. I know I'm 41, but in that sense, there's a handful of years left, not just two.
Adam, how nerve-wracking did it get during the negotiations and waiting for things to clear up?
You know, it surprisingly, I think it wasn't overly stressful. I think my wife probably stressed out more than I did because she didn't want to think about moving the kids and going to a different team or another city. For me, I wasn't overly worried because I knew I wanted to be here, and I was pretty sure they wanted me here as well. So then it just came down to finding the right amount of years and all their terminology involved in that. But it's always interesting and or fun to have other teams calling and seeing who wants you and where they want you and all the different situation. But at the end of the day, it was they were all very, very distant competitors in this because, like I said to my wife, as long as the Colts want me around and we can get it done, I want to stay. So it was interesting having my agent get a bunch of phone calls yesterday and talking to teams. But every time you hear that, you go, oh, that's awesome, but I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to stay here. So it's nice to know that you're loved, but at the end of the day, being home is much more comfortable than going anywhere else.